This city is not even 40 years old, yet it has grown to over 60,000 residents. When you consider it's in the middle of the desert, about 2 hours from both Phoenix and Las Vegas, it is remarkable that it's attracted that many people to call it home. The city that sprang from the desert is today's edition of the American Countryside.
You and your family are connected by routine, and you stick to it. But what if a disaster strikes without warning? What if your day's routine is disrupted and you can't reach your family? Have you planned for that? Before a disaster turns your family's world upside down, be ready. Get a kit. Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
Roger Galloway says it all began with a man who bought 3,500 acres of Arizona desert.
It came into being an idea in the head of Robert McCulloch, who was the guy that developed chainsaws. He had a lot of chainsaw companies.
He is referring to the beginnings of Lake Havasu City, Arizona, a community entering its 40th year in existence.
It's got a little over 60,000 people now. They have what they call snowbirds that come in the winter months, and they bring it up to about 75,000. So it's really truly a city now, and there's a lot here.
Lake Havasu, created by the Parker Dam on the Colorado River, has helped attract residents and make it a destination for tourists.
So there's a great deal of hiking that goes on here, boating. Oh my gosh, this is a beautiful lake. A lot of bass in the water, a lot of fishing takes place. There are world contests here with jet skis, and a lot of that goes on throughout the year. A lot of activity, a lot of events. This is a really an outdoor event capital, that's for certain.
It's a popular place, but you'll need some time to reach it.
We always like to have people come and visit here because it's not easy. There's just one way in and one way out, so it's not easy to get here, but once you get here, it's a remarkable place to be.
This city also has the second most visited attraction in the state, behind the Grand Canyon, and it is quite a story in itself. We'll go there next time as we travel the countryside. In Lake Havasu City, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.